So our scripture for our sermon is pretty short today. Jody, I invite you to come on up. And the sermon is contained in the scripture. So when she's done, we're good, although we're going to have a little fun with it.
Today's scripture reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. This is the word of God for the people of God.
So all scripture is useful. Some translations say God breathed, inspired, so that we may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In some circles of the Christian family tree, although I hadn't heard of this until recently, there is something known of as a life verse. And so we're going to have a little fun with that this weekend, this extra weekend. So what is a life verse? Out of the 31,000 or so verses in Scripture, a life verse is a verse that speaks to you. It might speak to you about your hopes or your dreams or your fears. It's a verse that when you read it, you kind of look around to see if everyone else heard what you heard in it, because it feels so powerful, like God is speaking to you directly. It's a verse that's worthy of memorizing. It's a verse that you want to have close at hand in your heart and your head so that you can lay claim to it when you need it. One person put it this way in thinking about his own failures, quote, "One of the greatest weapons I have found to battle the hardest times is memorizing a few words from God that speak to those most troubled places of my soul. A few softly spoken syllables can remind me who I am and who I was created to be." Do you hear that? A few softly spoken syllables that remind me who I am and who I was created to be. You see, a life verse is just one way of saying, for this time, in this moment, this verse speaks to me in a way that lifts me up and allows me to be who God created me to be. So let me share with you a little bit of history of this whole notion of a life verse. It's only about 100 years old. The earliest discovered citation of that phrase is from 1921. That's about the time of the rise of fundamentalism, which is a movement that placed a high value on the careful study of the Bible and a very literal interpretation of the Bible's contents. So perhaps it was during this time that people were coming to a higher appreciation of Scripture as God's word, and they lifted up this whole notion of life verse. So in 1921, that first citation said, "You will be interested, Miss Ray, in my life verse, newly taken. Thanks be unto God who always leadeth us in triumph in Christ. It strangely attracts, does it not, because it leaves no room for defeat." And so that whole notion that there'd be a verse that would speak to you to lift you up has been at least named out loud since 1921. In 1979, there was another reference to one that said, "I began to ask the Lord to show me a verse that would be truly meaningful to me in all of life circumstances and for a lifetime. One day, as I was reading Psalm 32, verse 8 jumped out at me. Instantly, I knew that Psalm 32:8 should be my life verse." So sometimes it comes to you when you're reading and not really thinking or necessarily looking for it. There's something that's so powerful, you're like, this is something I want to hold on to. Now, there's some interesting numerology that some people use in choosing a life verse. One person said, "My ministry is based entirely on my life verse, Matthew 19:26, with God all things are possible. God gave me that verse because I was born in 1926. Not a bad verse. I don't know if it relates to everybody that was born in 1926. Somebody else in 2006, a person named Hummel, wrote a book called This Is Now, a Girl-to-Girl Devotional for Teens, and said, "I first heard about someone having a life verse through a friend of the family. Her son is named John. His birthday is March 16th. Think about that, John 3:16. And so that was his life verse. So then the author of this book says, to get a life verse, take the month of your birth and put it as the chapter. Then use the day you were born as the verse. And if your name happens to be a book of a Bible, a character, or an author, I would start looking there first. So I thought I would try that. My birthday is October 4th, so that puts 10-4. And then the book of the Bible, my name is Sarah, and Sarah is in Genesis. So I turned to Genesis 10-4, and I found the descendants of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. I thought, well, maybe I can do a little bit better for a life verse than that. So I turned to the book of Judges, 10-4. He had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys, and they had 30 towns, which are in the land of Gilead, and are called Havoth Jair to this day. And rather than have to go get 30 donkeys, I thought I'd keep looking. 1 Chronicles 10:4 is the death of Saul, where he fell on his sword. I thought that also was not a workable life verse for me. Things got a little bit better in the New Testament. Because I really did look for every book of the Bible that had a 10:4. And Luke 10:4, carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Those were Jesus' instructions to his disciples, but I thought that sounded like a lovely walk on the beach to me. So I thought we're getting closer. But the closest I found for me was in the book of Ezra 10:4. Take action, for it is your duty, and we are with you. Be strong and do it. The context for that life verse, for that verse, was this, that the people had realized that they had strayed far from God. And so they went to the prophet Ezra and said, we need you to bring us back to God, but we may not like what you have to say to us, but we need you to keep saying it anyway. Hence these words, take action, for it is your duty. We are with you. Be strong and do it. And so I found some strength in that. But there are challenges if you're going to do numerology. For instance, if it was your birthday, then that totally eliminates any scripture that is beyond the 12th chapter or any verse that is beyond the 31st verse. And there's lots of good stuff in other chapters, in other verses, and there are places that God wants to speak to you. There's some other challenges to trying to name a life verse. You've already heard read to you about all scripture is God-breathed and useful for our lives, and all scripture is, and so to say, well, this one part is, make sure you don't forget the rest of the Bible too, because all scripture can have power when God uses it. Another challenge is that we are tempted to take a verse out of context. We do that all the time, intentionally, unintentionally. I am not trying to judge, but one example, and I have owned this piece of jewelry, so I am not judging, but there's a verse that often is on hearts with a little zigzag through it, and then there are two pieces, and it's the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent from one another, and it's a beautiful verse and a benediction and a blessing, but the context is a military context. There was a truce between two leaders that was an uneasy truce at best, and as they were departing, one looked at the other and said, the Lord's going to keep an eye on you and me while we are absent from one another. You better do the terms of the truce. And so the context isn't how we use it, but it's still a beautiful verse, and I've owned that jewelry. So when you find a verse that speaks to you, one of the things you'll want to do is read around it so that you understand how it was meant. That will also add to the power. Another challenge is that it's easy to make ourselves the focus, to find out what we want it to be, and sometimes that blocks us off from listening for what God wants us to hear. And the one other challenge I'd lift up is that choosing a life verse can feed in an unhealthy way into that perfectionistic side of us. I must find the right verse that will speak to me not only now, but 10 years, 20 years, 50 years down the road. And this whole notion that there is a verse that speaks to you, it may speak to you powerfully now, and there may be something tomorrow that speaks to you entirely differently, or your needs or what God wants to do in your life will change over time, and there may be other verses that are powerful. So feel free to have the freedom to choose a verse for now, and trust that it will be yours as long as it's important. So while I acknowledge that there's some challenges, there is such joy in having a verse at your disposal or more. For me, in my ministry, I had occasion to memorize the 23rd Psalm early on in my ministry, and I can't tell you how many times those words spring to my lips in important moments. Another one, and I realized that it's not included on this list that I'll share with you about in a moment is John 16:33. When I was in youth group, we had it set to music, and I sang it. It stayed with me. And it's Jesus speaking, saying, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." And those words mean so much to me. So we're going to have, like I said, some fun. We're going to take some time to really look at and identify life verses. I have given you a sheet. It's in your bulletin, front and back. And there's six different categories. These are simply ones that I'm lifting up, but you may have one that's not even on this list. These categories are fluid. The first category is purpose. If you feel like you're looking for a verse that will help you hone in on your purpose, there's some suggestions there. Security. It may be that your greatest need right now is a sense of security and safety in the sheltering arms of God Almighty. There's some verses. Comfort. If you're in a time where you need comfort, there's some verses there. On the backside, you'll see love. So that your love may expand and grow, that may be where your eyes focused. Strength. Maybe you need strength to get through a tough time or to face up to a challenge that's ahead of you. There's some verses there. Trust. To practice better trusting in God. There's some verses there too. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take some time of silence. And I'll begin it with a prayer. And I invite you simply to listen for what God is leading you to. There might be a verse that comes immediately to your head. You may hear a phrase or part of something. It may be that your eyes, as you look through this, you see a verse or two that speaks to you. You may remember a phrase and need to grab your phone and punch it into your phone to find it. And then after you have found it, I invite you to grab the pew Bible in front of you or your phone and look for the context around it and begin to memorize it. So we've got some time, and we're going to take some time right now. So let's pray together. Oh God, speak to us. Each of us has words that we need to hear from you right now. And so bring those words to us. And may they be so powerful that they are worthy of our memorization. And help us to do that too, oh God. So speak to us now in these moments. Now what I'd like for y'all to do is gather together in groups, whatever size you want, 2, 3, 4 maybe. Just make sure that there's nobody that's not grouped. And just share not only the verse that's speaking to you right now, but why. And we have permission, because we Methodists are a shy people, if you would rather not simply to say, Not this morning, which is fine, but I know that you'll listen attentively to the others that are around you. So we're going to take about 3 minutes to do this. I'll give you a 1 minute warning. So clump yourselves together and start sharing with one another what you're hearing. All right, our people. One more minute. Isn't it cool to hear everybody, all these voices talking about Scripture and God's Word? I hope that you've got something that you're going to take home with you. I had somebody ask me, there are extra sheets available if you want to ask an usher to share that with someone else. And these sheets, as you know, are simply ones that I pulled together, but there are so many other Scripture verses that there may be something else that is speaking to your heart. God speaks to us in so many ways, and Scripture is one of those ways. And so your homework assignment is to take this, whatever one it was, and memorize it so that when that time comes, and they do come, when there's anxiety or where there is fear, where you need strength to get through the day, or joy, and you want to magnify and have the presence of God just at the forefront, memorize it so that these verses can be in your heart and on your lips and in your head. It truly will make a difference. So let us pray together. Oh God, I thank you so much for the gift of your word, for all the different ways that you speak to us through this word. For the words that are speaking to us now, oh God, I ask your blessing. I ask the gift of memorization. I ask the gift of carrying your word with us at all times. In your holy name we pray. Amen.